Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, I yield 2.5 minutes to the gentleman from Wisconsin, Mr. Petri.
Gentleman is recognized for 2.5 minutes.
I thank my colleague from Minnesota, Ashkenazic Center, revise and extend my
Without
remarks.
Objection, so ordered.
Madam Speaker, I rise in support of the Student Aid and Financial Responsibility Act, which eliminates the Federal Family Education Loan Program and moves origination of all federal student loans to the Direct Loan Program. For over 2 decades, I've championed direct loans as the most cost-effective way to provide student loans. But the defenders of the archaic FFELP guarantee loan program remain confused. So let me be clear. Currently, we have 2 federal student loan programs which provide the exact same loans to students. FFELP is a federal program, not a private loan program. Private lenders make the loans with 2 separate subsidies from the federal government. A guaranteed interest rate that's determined through the political process, not the markets, and a guarantee against default losses. Thus, if a student defaults, the taxpayers are on the hook, not the private lender. The profits are private, but the losses are socialized. FFELP is not free enterprise. Over the years, FFELP has proven to be fraught with scandal and an unreliable source of funds, and it costs billions of dollars more for the taxpayers. A writer for conservative columnist Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard magazine aptly described the FFELP program as, quote, a textbook example of crony capitalism. In contrast, the direct loan program eliminates the middleman, lending directly from the Treasury, and all servicing and bill collection is handled by private companies operating through performance-based contracts. Over the years, there has been unanimous agreement by budget experts under both the Clinton and Bush administrations on the excessive costs of FFELP. Earlier this year, an estimate by the CBO once again reiterated this conclusion when it reported that switching to 100% direct lending would result in nearly $87 billion in savings.